From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Monday, April 6th.
First, thank you for your support of NSPR during our spring fund drive last week. And if you didn't have a chance to give, you still can at mynspr.org.
Coming up in news, California is joining over a dozen states in suing the Trump administration over the president's executive order on vote-by-mail ballots.
And another lawsuit from California's Attorney General's office is targeting a change in immigration policy by the White House.
And measles cases continue to rise in California, with most recent cases being reported in the Sacramento area and Shasta County.
But we'll start in Chico. The city council is continuing to look at ways to revamp downtown amid a string of business closures and safety concerns. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has more on tomorrow's meeting.
Councilors will look at options to make the area friendlier for pedestrians and bicyclists. That includes proposals for new bike lanes and wider sidewalks. Parklets are also up for discussion. These outdoor dining setups or streeteries became popular during the COVID-19 pandemic. Usually, they eat into street parking, which may irk some who say downtown needs more, not fewer spaces. Getting more shoppers downtown has been a priority for the city council this year. The panel has also started exploring setting up entertainment zones where people can carry alcoholic drinks in designated public spaces. Parking enforcement and overall safety are also being reviewed. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Also, Chico is opening an important housing plan to public review. A draft of the city's annual action plan outlining how it'll spend federal housing dollars is expected to be released today. Public comment begins April 10th and will run for at least 30 days. The plan guides funding for programs like rental assistance, new construction, and housing upgrades. The final housing plan will go to the city council in May. Then it'll be sent to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in June. We'll have more on the plan as details become available.
Attorney General Rob Bonta announced last week that California is joining a multi-state coalition that is suing the Trump administration over a change to immigration policy. The new policy prevents many undocumented immigrant detainees from requesting a bond hearing while their cases move forward. Former immigration judge Dana Lee Marks says that's a sharp difference from how the system has long worked.
If someone is not a flight risk and not a risk to the security of the United States, the vast majority of individuals are then entitled to be released from immigration detention by posting a bond or a bail during the pendency of their proceedings.
Marks calls the policy a radical departure and says she believes it will be overturned in court.
Staying on Attorney General Bonta's office, more than 20 states, including California, have filed a lawsuit challenging the executive order President Donald Trump issued this week federalizing vote-by-mail ballots. Bonta announced the challenge last Friday, arguing the president is overstepping his constitutional authority to impact the 2026 midterms.
If people are able to vote fairly and with integrity and securely, if everyone who is eligible to vote has that opportunity to participate to vote in the way that they wish, he will get crushed. And he knows that. So he's issuing this unconstitutional order to try to change the outcome. He can't. It is completely unlawful.
Trump's order would put federal checks on how states administer elections following unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud. Instead of state officials, federal departments would establish a list of eligible voters, and the U.S. Postal Service would send out ballots with a new barcode.
Finally, California continues to report new measles cases. The state's Department of Public Health reported this week that 34 cases have been confirmed in the state so far this year. That's up 5 since the last update a week ago. Shasta County is responsible for 10 of those cases, though officials there haven't reported any new measles cases since March 25th. Other recent cases were confirmed in Sacramento and Placer counties. Most cases happen in unvaccinated people or those with unknown vaccination status.
And those are your headlines for Monday, April 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Hope you have a great week.